Please note, this audio was made by me, POV Scribe, for publication on Reddit. Please do not download, repost, host, or otherwise share my content anywhere without my explicit and written consent. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy this presentation. Welcome to my cave, Hunter. I'd offer you something to drink, but I doubt you came here to enjoy such simple pleasantries. Oh, there's no need to be shy. Come on out of the shadows so I can see whom I'm speaking to. Are you surprised to see me in this dainty body, looking like one of your kind? Yes, well, I knew you were coming and I thought this would be a more suitable appearance. It's not so bad, really. I've even been thinking of staying in the human form on a more permanent basis. Turns out, being a 10-ton lizard can make navigating small spaces rather difficult. And don't even get me started on the wings. But I can see you are not too interested in how I choose to present myself. Listen, there's no need for us to fight. You could leave right now, and I wouldn't try to stop you. I mean, is it really worth it to give up your life just to stop me from killing a few more sheep? I haven't harmed the townspeople and have no intention of doing so. Despite what you might believe, I am not a monster. So, why don't you just walk away? Or, better yet, stay and enjoy a nice cup of tea like a civilized person. Well, fine then. If you're so eager to perish, I'll happily appease you. Steel? Is that all you've got? I may look like a human, but I promise you, I am nowhere near as frail. This skin is just as impenetrable as my scales. Give up, Hunter. The situation's hopeless. You're only managing to irritate me. Did you really come in here without any magic or proper weaponry and still expect to kill me? Fool. No fleeing. You had your chance. Make one more move and I'll snap this little neck of yours. Why must you humans always be so brash? Not every problem can be solved by running straight into it, you know. Sometimes a little tact is required. But no, you heard there was a dragon living in the mountains, and your immediate thought was that you should go and kill it. Did they offer you a bounty for my head? Or was a promise of glory motivation enough? Yes, that sounds about right. You were hoping to come home, the hero that slew a dragon. Maybe become some village girl's knight in shining armor. Well, I happen to favor knights too. Really? Oh, I find it adorable how you boys dress yourselves up in glimmering armor and think you can just take on the world. It's such a naive outlook. It makes me want to just gobble you up. All right, I'm going to put you down now. When I do, I expect you to start behaving. Oh, don't worry. You'll survive. Your neck isn't bruised too badly. Follow me. We have more to discuss. It's cozy in here, isn't it? I chose this furniture myself. I bet you imagine that the floor would be littered with bones. Hopefully this will dispel that ridiculous fantasy. Here, come sit on this bed with me. Oh, and remove that stuffy armor. What? It's not like you're actually using it. Ah, much better. You look genuinely personable now. Oh, my dear, you're trembling. Are you still wondering why I didn't kill you? I want to tell you the truth. I have a bad habit of playing with my food. Oh, I'm just toying with you. Dragons don't like the taste of human meat. I had you going for a second there, though, didn't I? You should have seen the look on your face. But there is a reason I brought you here. You see, there aren't too many dragons around, and it can get awfully lonely living in a cave all by oneself. I don't get many human visitors either, so my romantic options are somewhat limited. Well, essentially, I've been having a hard time finding a mate. But that's where you come in. A brave, practically defenseless male. I couldn't hope for better luck. To tell you the truth, you made me really happy when you decided to stay earlier, even if you only did that because you wanted to kill me. I've been so frustrated, human. I need someone to help me relieve all this stress. Someone willing to wake up in my strong arms. I know this is sudden, but would you agree to be my mate? Your refusal is noted. However, I only really ask to be polite. I will rape you if I have to. Fine. Rape it is then. Fucking stay still. There. You're not going anywhere with your arms pinned down. Just you try and get away from me. I love having you beneath me. The way you're squirming is just too cute. So helpless. Apologies. I must smell a little bit like smoke. But don't worry. You'll get used to it. Over time, the scent is going to start clinging to you. And then everyone will know, without a doubt, that you are my chosen one. Ooh, you like that idea, don't you? You can't lie to me. I can feel how hard you've gotten down there. There's no mistake about it. It's pressing up against me. Oh, fuck, this is hot. I guess I was more pent up than I realized. Here. Oh, I need more. Oh, yes. Oh, here. I'm going to turn around now. Okay, sweetie. Now, I think you are smart enough to know not to move. Look how wet you've made me. My body is getting ready to mate with you. I'm on fire. Oh, won't you be a good boy and help me out? Yes. Hold your tongue out. Keep licking. Yes. Lap it all up. Oh, good boy. You're doing so well. Oh, I think you deserve a reward. Let me wrap my hot hand around you. Oh my, you're leaking so much. Oh, don't stop licking. Pump your cock with my hand. Oh, yes, plunge your tongue in deeper. Yes. Eat out my cunt. Ah, you man slut. Oh, Yes, do you like it when I grind against your face like so? Oh, yes. Do you like the way I'm stroking you? From the base to your swollen head? Oh, so fucking good. I am going to make you do this every single day, baby. Yes. Oh, you're creaming all over my fingers. Oh, what a lucky dragon girl I am. Oh, God, I just want to smother you with my pussy. Oh, I think I'm getting close, baby. Yes, I'll be a good boy and bear with it just a little longer. Oh, don't worry. You can breathe afterwards. You'll be fine. Oh, God, no. Oh, pumping your cock as you're tonguing me. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, shit. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, yes. Oh, tongue fuck me. Yes. Oh, God. You're gonna make me come. Don't stop. Don't change anything. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, lap it all up. I just squirt all over your face. Yeah, it's all right. You'll be able to get cleaned up soon enough. But I'm not quite done with you yet. No fussing. Don't you want to come? Well, that's what I thought. All right, let me now turn around, get on top of you. Ready? I'm going to slowly lower myself down and watch carefully. Watch as I claim you. It's been a while since I've done this. A very, very long while. Just give me a moment to adjust to you. How about you? Oh, your cock is already twitching inside me. Yes? You like how warm it is inside me? What about if I give you a little squeeze? Oh, that was a wonderful moan. Are you ready for me to start moving? All right then. Ah, yes. I'm so glad I picked you as my mate. Ah, it's as if we were made for each other. I know we just met. I already love you so much. Yes. Here. Just. Oh, so good. Oh, it's been so long. I can't wait until you fill my womb with all the thick cum and those heavy balls. That's right. You are going to breed me. Oh, I can't wait to watch my belly swell with our child. We are going to make lots and lots of beautiful dragon babies. And my breasts are going to get really big too. Maybe I'll even let you drink my milk. Would you like that? Sucking on my heavy, milky, engorged tits. Oh, fuck, he is keep thrusting up into me. Oh, I want you nice and deep. Mm-hmm. When you coat my insides with your human cum. Are you getting close, my love? Give it to me, sweetie. Give me all that creamy seed. Make me mommy. Ah, yes. Oh, shush, it's alright. Oh, just let me milk you. My tight cunt. I'm not wasting a single precious drop. Hold still. Oh, that was perfect. In fact, I do believe you have just impregnated me. Yes. I can tell. But just to be safe, I'm going to keep you inside just a little longer. Aren't you glad I kept you here? My love? Yeah? Now you get to be the husband to a mighty dragon. And, of course, I will protect you. All your life. It is ironic, though. Just this morning, you thought you'd be slaying a dragon. But you might have just made another one. We are going to have so much fun together. I have always wanted a cute husband to pamper. But you know what? You better get really, really, really good at giving massages. Because you know I'm going to want a lot of those. Especially the prenatal ones. Or the postnatal ones. Oh, are you getting sleepy? I guess I did work you pretty hard. Oh, well. I don't mind. You earned it. I just hope your refractory period is short. Rest and have happy dreams.